Do you know how many species there are on the planet?
No.
Neither does anybody else. Estimates range from 3 million to 100 million. Quite a range, wouldn't you say? Nobody really has any idea.
Your point being?
It's hard to know how many species are becoming extinct if you don't know how many there are in the first place. How could you tell if you were robbed if you didn't know how much money you had in your wallet to begin with? And 15,000 new species are described every year. By the way, do you know what the known rate of species extinction is?
No.
That's because there is no known rate. Do you know how they measure numbers of species and species extinctions? Some poor bastard marks off a hectare or an acre of land and then tries to count all the bugs and animals and plants inside it. Then he comes back in 10 years and counts again. But maybe the bugs have moved to an adjacent acre in the meantime. Anyway, can you imagine trying to count all the bugs in an acre of land?
It would be difficult.
To put it mildly, and very inaccurate, Kenner said. Which is the point. Now, about all the glaciers melting. Not true. Some are, some aren't.
Nearly all of them are.
Kenner smiled thinly. How many glaciers are we talking about?
Dozens.
How many glaciers are there in the world, Ted?
I don't know.
Guess.
Maybe, 200?
There are more than that in California. There are 160,000 glaciers in the world, Ted. About 67,000 have been inventoried, but only a few have been studied with any care. There is mass balance data extending 5 years or more for only 79 glaciers in the entire world. So, how can you say they're all melting? Nobody knows whether they are or not.
Kilimanjaro is melting.
Why is that?
Global warming.
Actually, Kilimanjaro has been rapidly melting since the 1800s, long before global warming. The loss of the glacier has been a topic of scholarly concern for over 100 years, and it has always been something of a mystery, because, as you know, Kilimanjaro is an equatorial volcano, so it exists in a warm region. Satellite measurements of that region show no warming trend at the altitude of the Kilimanjaro glacier. So why is it melting?
Sulking. You tell me.
Because of deforestation, Ted. The rainforest at the base of the mountain has been cut down, so the air blowing upward is no longer moist. Experts think that if the forest is replanted, the glacier will grow again.
That's bullshit.
I'll give you the journal references. Now then, sea level rise. Was that the next threat you mentioned?
Yes.
Sea level is indeed rising.
Aha!
As it has been for the last 6,000 years, ever since the start of the Holocene. Sea level has been rising at the rate of 10 to 20 centimeters, that's 4 to 8 inches, every 100 years.
But it's rising faster now.
Actually not.
Satellites prove it.
Actually, they don't.
Computer models prove it's rising faster.
Computer models can't prove anything, Ted. A prediction can't ever be proof. It hasn't happened yet, and computer models have failed to accurately predict the last 10 or 15 years. But if you want to believe in them anyway, there is no arguing with faith